Proclamation number 3931 of 8th of December, 1946. Exhortation to work diligently for the kingdom of God. Wherever the opportunity presents itself, you should speak for me and spread my word, for the adversity is great around you and you can only control it by directing your fellow human beings' thoughts towards me. Alone can remedy the earthly adversity, and I will also do so as soon as people themselves make an effort to remedy the spiritual adversity for the time being. They're at the end of the abyss and only they own will can pull them back from it, for they themselves must first want me to assist them with my grace and strength, then my love will also be willing to help them even in the last hour. And therefore you must proclaim my teaching to them, you must inform them of my word so that they will know my will and, if they faithfully accept my word, also try to live it out. And their souls will be saved. And if you now know how urgently necessary your work is for my kingdom, if you are willing to carry out this work in order to help your fellow human beings' souls, it will also be understandable to you that you, as being in my service, are well provided for every employer looks after his servants, and the more caring the more willing instruments they are to him. And thus I call to you again and again, drop all earthly worries, only concern yourselves with your spiritual work, be eagerly active for me and I will do everything else for you which you need for earthly life. I will smooth your earthly paths and lead you in harm to the aim. Every day is precious, and every day you shall work for me and my kingdom. Again and again people will get in your way who walk along without knowledge of their earthly task. Again and again you will be able to convince yourselves of your fellow human beings' weak faith or complete unbelief, and again you will therefore be able to speak for me. You will be able to testify to my great love and mercy, which has made itself known to you through the transmission of my word. Everywhere you will have the opportunity to speak in my name and to give clarification, to correct misguided teachings and thus to spread the fullest truth, as is my will. How people adjust themselves is up to them, yet without the transmission of pure truth, without knowledge of my word, the path to me is hidden from them, and you shall point them to the right path, you shall proclaim my teaching of love to them and urge them to change to love. If they listen to these admonitions they will already be helped spiritually and physically, for as soon as they make an effort to live in love their earthly situation will also improve. Because then I will no longer need such harsh means of education to help them once they have entered the path which leads to me. The path of love. Admonish them to love and point them to me in my earthly way of life, since I have exemplified a life of love to them and commanded them to live as my followers. Insistently present to them the blessing of a life of love and the great danger of their spiritual downfall if they don't observe my commandment of love, and announce to them the near end. And thus the urgency of a change to love. And you will be industrious laborers in my vineyard and can be sure of every support on my part. You yourselves need not worry about your earthly fate, as it is good for you I will guide you and the assurance of my protection can truly be your guarantee for a carefree existence if only you have firm, unshakable faith. But whom I have hired as a laborer, his faith will also attain the strength which is necessary for his ministry on earth. I will not leave you in adversity of body and soul who want to serve me, and my strength will flow through you if you dedicate yourselves to my name. And therefore don't fear and tremble, Don't be afraid of earthly burdens, but lift your eyes and hearts to me, who blesses you on earth, because your love for me and your neighbor impels you to be active for me. Amen.